If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Reality Bites. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lead.
And this is Ghost Town.
We have big news, but before we talk about it, I need to ask you, do you watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
I do not. I mean, I'm familiar with it culturally.
Yeah. But you've never, have you seen one episode or anything?
I don't think I've seen.
So you are mercifully saved.
I've seen more parodies of it than I have that. So, but I think I have a pretty good idea of what it is.
It's pretty easy structurally, but it's been around for 25 years, probably more at this point. Well, there's been big news, unprecedented news around the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise, more specifically The Bachelorette. Taylor Frankie Paul, who was on Hulu's Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, was cast as The Bachelorette, big controversial thing. And everyone was kind of excited for it because The Bachelorette franchise has historically kind of has lessened and lessened in ratings over the years. So she's cast.
So The Bachelor normally is the more popular?
Yes, but The Bachelorette has also been popular. It just, it's a very antiquated show in the days of Love Island and, you know, what's the show that you don't look at each other? Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Love is Blind.
They just look at each other.
Woo! So, you know, they were trying to shake it up a little bit, as they should, honestly. But they did it in a very bad way. So Taylor Frankie Paul has had some domestic abuse charges, not allegations, charges. She's a very problematic figure. They cast her anyway, right? Then, days before the premiere was supposed to be this Sunday. Like, we record this on a Tuesday. 2 days before this recording, it was supposed to premiere, and they canceled it 2 days before that. And it was a huge thing, and people were like, oh my God, because this other video came about. It's, again, a very abbreviated version of this that showed more, a very disturbing video of more domestic abuse.
Yeah. And I'm familiar with that aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So people obviously are really shocked by this and very upset. But there's this theory that's emerging. We talk a lot about theories on this podcast, conspiracy theories about how ABC never wanted to air this show to begin with, or they had not even created the show. And they needed something as a way out, something to cancel the franchise as a whole.
So some of the conversation that I've seen about it is, one, is that you worked in reality TV. The amount of vetting they do, especially, it's the most probably robust it's ever been. And we've talked about other, I mean, we've talked about things with reality stars and murder and, you know, really dark things that ABC knew about all the, like, probably knew.
Knew about it. Well, not only did they not have to dig it up, she had talked about it on her first show in the pilot episode of the first season of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. She talked about it on podcasts. This is all very new. It was adjudicated. It was, you know, all over Utah, like legally. So that was not something that they didn't have on their radar.
And not to, I mean, I'm not coming in defense of this person and what they did, but technically it wasn't a secret.
Not at all. Right. She talked a lot about it. And what I think they wanted to do, again, provided the show did get taped and is real, like there is a real season that is in the can.
So what are you proposing? Or what is
the proposal?
Yeah.
I got the mainline conspiracy, which is okay. And then I have the deeper conspiracy. So what I propose to you today on this day of our Lord, Tuesday, is that they wanted to cancel the show when they cast her. They wanted to make it a train wreck. They wanted to steamroll anything that was going on with the show because of the ratings and that, you know, the ratings were bad. They couldn't really do that without something big. So they're like, we know that this woman is going to implode. We know that something's going to come out. And the video that really did cancel it was not something that
was
out shown.
Oh, okay.
But it had been talked about. Okay. And it was legally adjudicated.
So technically, she was like, she was not non-forthcoming. It's just the video.
No. The video was surfaced by her ex, who took the video, by the way, who was also probably trying to do something there for sure, but that they needed some kind of catalyst. They knew more stuff was out there. They knew that someone was going to share something before it would premiere. So they were setting this all up to not air the season and to get the whole thing canceled.
But they did film a season.
That's what we're believing. The deeper theory, stay with me, is that there was no season at all.
I love devouring a thriller alone at night, just letting my imagination run wild. Well, I definitely got what I wished for when I dug into Run on Red by Noelle W. Eiley. Oof. The viral suspense thriller that killed it, not literally, on BookTok is now available to you as a deluxe special edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and a beautiful foiled cover. Talk about a vibe, my friends. Run on Red is a survival thriller about two women driving down a remote country road when they realize they're being followed. They don't have any cell signal and there's no way to escape. What starts as panicked road rage becomes something far more terrifying. As you might imagine, I consume a lot of thriller content on TV, online, and of course, getting cozied up with a good book is maybe my favorite. But sometimes thrillers can be so, I don't know, corny. Many don't give me that satisfying setup or the scare factor that I crave, but Run on Red isn't like that. It's grounded with a good pace, the kind of scenario that catches my attention and makes me a little nervous, but like not nervous enough to stop reading late at night, you know? Ugh, I love it. If you're a fan of Freda McFadden, Karen Slaughter, or John Mars, this is absolutely your jam. Run on Red by Noelle W. Eiley is available February 24th, so be sure to add it to your online cart, your big ol' reading to-dos, and eventually your favorite book list. So get under a blanket, get comfy, and keep those lights on just in case, because you're going to love Run on Red.
But she would have to have known that as well and be part of this conspiracy.
Yes.
So it's almost like it seems like not insurance fraud, but it's a thing where it's like there is no thing, mm-hmm. right? But we're going to
come be the face of this non thing. It will still give you media attention
right? For something you already did.
Mm-hmm. And it will make you more polarizing than you already are.
Yeah.
There's some money.
And it doesn't seem like the kind of person who's like, oh, I have this image that I really, really like. It seems like somebody who's like, oh, I'll take the attention.
Yeah. I mean, she's already very rich
right.
from TikTok, from Secret Lives.
Right.
Why not do this kind of stunt thing to put her in this wholesome-ish light, you know? But again, she knew that it wasn't going to go anywhere to take her to the next thing. Not unbelievable.
So how many contestants? I'm going to take out crew out of this. How many contestants would be involved?
There's usually around 20. That's changed. But
so around 20 people mm-hmm. would... There'd have to be 20 people yep. that were involved or not involved to talk or not talk about this.
Yes. And you don't think Doug, the personal trainer from Arizona, would have taken a giant cash right. payout right. to like be a part of something like this? I think so.
Because they did promotions probably with these other people too. So you're saying like, you know, I had a theory that when I watched movie trailers of these like weird movies, I was like, my theory was there is no movie. It's just, they created these trailers, yeah. which you could do in parody and stuff. They do it all. I mean, Saturday Night Live does it all the time. It's like movies that don't exist. And so they created the promotion of a show and never actually filmed the show. But is it because when they picked her, they were like, this is not going to be good? Or were they like, the show is not, nobody's going to watch this. So we'll kind of, it seems like some kind of fraud, I don't know.
Well, I think, the show wouldn't die, I don't think.
If anything, it's promotion. More people are probably talking about The Bachelorette than probably it.
But I think, these shows are all propped up by ads and sales. So when some information came out about her, also, again, already controversial, and then, sponsors pulled out, then it's like, oh, then we really don't have a show.
Had they interviewed any of the contestants?
No, they're still under NDA. But there have been some cryptic online messages about supporting Taylor, Frankie, Paul in this time. Stuff like that, which is, you can read into that or not and just say that it's a well-wishing from somebody, but who knows?
Or maybe they're like, we're not releasing this. Because, there's like the things they didn't release the background movie. And the Tom and Jerry movie, which probably made,
At this time.
At this time.
So they were even letting the door open that maybe it would be released at a certain time.
Do you think there might be a show that they will release?
I think it's a lot like if you watch Housewives, there's a girl's trip where someone is assaulted. I don't think we're going to ever see that.
Right.
So I think this is in a similar way. So the two theories, again, are that they wanted to tank the show and put this person in there knowing that they get information that would pull ad revenue and that it wouldn't be aired, or that they didn't film anything at all.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.